summer's on the line. How are you, Gary?
Aloha, Aaron!
It's a pleasure as always.
Always fun talking with you. How's things?
Absolutely fantastic. I got my tickets for next Friday night for the special, very, very special event you're having at the Regent Theater in Arlington.
I'm very excited to be able to host the 60th anniversary screening of the Monkees movie Head with Mickey Dolenz in person. I don't know, in my opinion, the leader of the group, the Monkees, who played drums and sang for the band, all the big hits, most, you know, that everybody recalls. He was a believer before Shrek.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And,
but a whole new generation knows who the fuck you are because of Shrek. That's what's cool.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you tell people that you watched it growing up in the first run, the show.
That makes you old.
That makes me a true Monkee follower. They were actually the first band. And to me, they were a band. And they've always been one. I don't care what John Kirchner did or didn't do. But they've always been my band and the first band I ever listened to.
Well, I mean, they were, at the time, kind of shoved down the throats and minds of the American audience. You know, the Beatles were far out of everyone's reach by the time the Monkees came out. The Monkees were very accessible to everybody, you know, of all the American kids, mostly. But what was interesting was that, you know, in the 1984, 10 years almost later, they were like huge again to a new generation who discovered them on this new television service called MTV. So they're multi-generational. I think that's what makes Mickey, you know, a popular character to this day. In fact, today, Mickey Dolenz is singing the national anthem at the Phillies Park in Philadelphia.
I did see that, and I also know that he is in many other ventures. I mean, he just had an abbreviated tour with Mike. Fortunately, we hope Mike gets much better. But unfortunately, they had to postpone until next year the rest of the concert.
Well, Mickey is a scientist. He's a musician. He's a woodworker. You know, he does a lot of woodworking with his daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a business.
Dolenz and daughter.
Yeah. So it's really fun that you get them to, you know, have multiple careers in show business, but also be able to work with your hands. And, you know, when Mickey comes and meets with people, it's always just a pleasure because he's such a pleasurable person to be around and to meet. He treats everyone with great respect. But a lot of people, you know, it's just one of those kind of things. He's a really nice person to meet at the Regent Theater on Friday, July 6th, we're going to be having a screening of the movie Head, which, of course, is written by Jack Nicholson, and also features, besides Jack in the movie, you know, Frank Zappa, Victor Mature, and the Monkees. And Mickey will also be at the theater earlier than the movie starts at 6:30, doing meet and greets, signing autographs, and taking photos with fans. For a fee, of course, but it's so cheap to get into the show. For only $20, you get to see the film.
For a nominal fee, we can't give out prices.
I know nothing about prices. I mean, I think for an Andrew Jackson, you could actually go and experience the movie. And before the movie starts, Mickey will be doing a Q&A. And interview with Clay Inferno about the making of the movie Head. So, and best part is, for that Andrew Jackson, you also get a weekend pass to come to the Comic-Con at the Regency Hotel and Conference Center in Boxborough, Mass. All weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Mickey will be there Saturday and Sunday, along with John O'Hurley from Seinfeld, Barry Williams from the Brady Bunch, Catarosa Ona, the Queen of the Paranormal, Phil Diamond from The Muppets, great artists like Phil St. Pierre from Spider-Man, Guy Gilchrist from Nancy and the Muppets, Rags Morales from DC and Keith Champagne, who is currently doing the new Stranger Things comic, plus lots of other up-and-coming artists and authors, on hand, cosplay, costume contests all weekend, live concerts Friday and Saturday night at the Regency in Boxborough. Friday night, while you're at the movie watching Head, we're going to be at the theater, at the hotel with a Ramones tribute band called Warthog, a Gwar tribute performed by former members of the band Green Jello doing a costumed heavy metal show, and our faves, you're in mind, the Tsunami of Sound.
Absolutely.
They're going to be closing the night out with instrumental music, and I do mean mental, instrumental rock and roll surf music, and that'll go all the way to 11 o'clock Friday night. Saturday night, Mickey Dolan of the Monkees sings karaoke with fans in front of everybody for charity, for donations to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So we do a lot of charity work with our events. We'll be doing raffles all weekend for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And, of course, Make-A-Wish does wonderful things, and Mickey supports that organization a lot. So there's lots to do in exchange in advance for just a single Jackson. You can come have fun. It's guaranteed not boring, and there's free parking.
It's absolutely, I can guarantee, not boring. Last time I was able to get there, I had the opportunity to see the interview with your great friend, our great friend. Unfortunately, we lost him short time after, Adam West and Burt Ward. It was just like a dream come true, just like this coming weekend with Mickey Dolan, and being able to be there and hear everything he has to say about the movie, and just these great people that you bring in every single time you have a show.
Well, the fun part is that I kind of make sure that the guests I bring in are nice people who I want to meet and hang out with. And I know that anybody who comes to hang out and meet Mickey Dolan or John O'Hurley or any of our guests will have a great experience. Barry Williams, they even sing to you. They all smile. They all are very personable, friendly people. We have a great environment that we create of happiness. You know, we want you to have fun. We want you to be happy. And we want every fan to have that special personal experience with a celebrity that they will remember the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, you're always in your very bright Hawaiian shirts. And they're
I'll be there doing appraisals. I'll be doing appraisals if people have stuff. I'll be doing appraisals of antiques and popular culture and records and toys. Plus, I'm bringing my friend Mike Zahn, who was on the TV show Oddity on the Science Channel. He sells weird stuff, but he's also doing appraisals. You've got taxidermy out there or something weird. Bring it in. There's lots of great vendors selling comic books, toys, records, and all kinds of pop culture stuff. So, if you have extra Jacksons left at the end, you will go home with a carload of fun stuff.
Actually, as a matter of fact, they're having a gentleman who does great masks, too. Eric Dorsey.
Relations. Are you related?
We're not sure. We spoke about it earlier today when I wished him a very happy birthday, because today is his birthday.
It is. Eric steps up in one of the rooms and does mask-making workshops. He teaches people about how to make parade masks and theater masks and even small masks for costume contests. The kids, 10 and under, get in absolutely free with adult supervision. So bring the whole family. It's a whole family fun thing. There's video games. There's tons of crafting opportunities to learn how to do crafts with Kimberly. And there's all kinds of fun things to do.
I've met some great authors, some great entertainers. I love every time I go.
I'm glad, Aaron. Thank you so much.
And you and your staff are over the top with anything you need. They're there for you.
And happiness factor, 100%.
You know, I mean, there's been just so many great people you brought in, and I know there's going to be many more in the future, but focusing on this one, it's going to be in Boxborough at...
It's Saturday and Sunday, all day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday night concert goes to 11 p.m. Friday, doors open at 4 p.m., exhibit hall closes at 8 p.m., and the concert goes until 11 p.m. So there's full days of activity. You can get into the whole weekend for only a Jackson, and that's in advance. It costs you more than a Jackson at the door. But the reality is, you can't get a better deal to have more fun doing more weird things in one place than anywhere, except for at the Northeast Comic-Con and Collectibles Extravaganza, July 6th, 7th, 8th, at the Regency Boxborough Hotel in Boxborough, Mass. Right on 495 at Route 111, just right near Route 2, easy to find. Did I mention free parking at Not Boring?
Absolutely, and are there still tickets for Friday night concert?
Yes, and there's still tickets for both the movie and the concert. The movie will sell out. It's looking right now like it's going to sell out. The concert, we have a lot of room, so we hope people come.
And as a matter of fact, I look forward to being there and seeing you. It's been a little while, but, you know, I hope it cools down just a hint, but even if it doesn't, it's always comfortable wherever you
air conditioned comfort. You betcha. We have air conditioned comfort.
And it's just a whole lot of fun.
Excellent.
Now, I don't know any better way. You've now been doing this almost 4 years, and...
Well, I've been doing this since 1986, but I've been doing it recently for the last 4 years.
We've been talking for the last 4 years, so it's...
Every time, you've been the greatest.
You know, the shows are always fantastic, and you don't want to miss it. I mean, that's why I played the Brady theme. That's why I played Tsunami of Sound. That's why I played the Seinfeld theme. And, of course, the theme to the Monkees. Because, you know, I mean, we did lose Davey, but he said they made a monkey out of me, and that's the name of his book. But all the other three are still with us and still performing. And, you know, I appreciate everything you do to bring these great people. And, I mean, these are the people from my childhood.
Well, I sell you back your youth, but I don't think you need to buy it. You sound young enough.
Well, but I love it all because I tell people all the time that they've got to go and meet you. And, I mean, I know you do other appraisals on the air and everything else at a different station, which I listen to every time you're on.
Oh, I don't do that anymore. I'm not on any radio station. On a regular basis, I just do guest spots on people's shows where I do psychic appraisals and people call in. But, you know, if you wanted more information on the Northeast Comic-Con, go to our website at necomiccon.com, and the schedule is up of all the activities right on the website, along with more information. And next time, Aaron, our show is going to be Thanksgiving weekend. We're going to announce our guests next week as soon as this show's over. We have cool guests, and it's going to be a fun show.
Same location?
Same location, Boxborough Thanksgiving.
You can't beat that. That's a great way when everybody's coming home from university and getting together. And
hey, all of us old people coming to visit our families. After Thanksgiving Thursday, we don't want to be around our families anymore. Might as well go have fun.
Well, not that it isn't fun seeing the family and then heading off to Northeast Comic Con.
Exactly.
But I don't want to keep you too long, Gary.
All right, Aaron. Thank you so much for all your kindness, as always.
And you want to let everybody know where they can find you in case they are looking for an appraisal that won't happen at the Comic Con?
Absolutely. If anybody has comics, toys, record albums, stuff like that they want to sell, or a house full of stuff they've inherited they need help with, I can be reached through my website or my email at wexrex@aol.com. Wex at aol.com. praise. No charge for appraisals once you pay admission to get in. All you gotta do is bring your stuff in and I'll tell you what it's worth so you know what it's worth before you sell.
And the way I look at it, you know, I get a borrow this from one of the songs Mickey sang.
Yeah?
Northeast Comic-Con. I'm a believer.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Jerry, you have a great week, and I'll see you next weekend.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha. That was Jerry Summers from Northeast Comic-Con. Great friend and always a great show. You're listening to The Truth Joint on 91.7 WMWM Salem. And we'll be back in a minute.
But anyway, this is, I love playing Waterloo Sunset, barring any cracks in my voice. Here we go.
Dirty old river, must just keep rolling, flowing into the night. People so busy, make me feel dizzy, taxi lights shine so bright. Sunset, I am.